who was behind the disruptive protests in the Kavanaugh hearings. Stay tuned.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hi, friends. Father Frank Pavone here. Thank you for joining me in our End Abortion Podcast. I want to share with you today the column that I have most recently published at Newsmax.com, a place where I hope you go to read all the excellent content that's there. I sent this column that I'm about to read for you in reference to the subject of the hearing for the confirmation to the Supreme Court of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Now, I wrote this while those hearings were in progress, and not long after I wrote this, the subject of the Priests for Life case, which Judge Kavanaugh was part of hearing, and it was our challenge to the HHS mandate. The challenge ultimately went to the Supreme Court, but before going there, it was heard in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, where, of course, Judge Kavanaugh has been sitting as a judge for the last 12 years, and he was asked about it in the hearing and made it clear why he sided with us, that that the government, in other words, has better ways of advancing its interest in providing contraceptives than forcing Priests for Life and other religious groups who object to that to cooperate in that. So he ruled, of course, the right way in that. His opinion is very well written. And it shows, again, his judicial philosophy as somebody who believes that the courts, the government, should not indeed interfere with the religious liberty of citizens, but rather should protect it. And he very carefully applies the law as it is written and the precedents of the court. But let me read this now here. Let's have a hearing focused on the judge's qualifications is the title I gave this article. It would be hard to exaggerate the importance of the confirmation hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh taking place this week in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Obviously, the first level of importance is the actual confirmation, which I believe will happen, hence filling a vacancy on the Supreme Court before the court begins its new term on October 1st, and allowing the court to more effectively carry out its role for the American people. But beyond that, the hearing really places on display the key choice America faces in the midterm elections and in the presidential race of 2020. The views of the Republican and Democratic parties could not be more different on key moral and constitutional issues, including the one I deal with full-time, abortion. But what they also differ on their view of, the role of the courts, and therefore the very nature of the confirmation hearings taking place right now. Republicans control the Senate, and the Republican senators on the Judiciary Committee, as well as Judge Kavanaugh himself, are presenting in their statements this week a stellar explanation of how the Constitution works as the governing document of our country, and how the courts are supposed to function as neutral arbiters, not political policy-making bodies. But as one example of the very different approach the Democrats take, Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii asserted in her opening statement, quote, "In normal times, we would be here today to determine the fitness of a nominee to the Supreme Court of the United States, chosen for his or her legal talent and reputation for fairness. But these are not normal times. Donald Trump selected a pre-approved name in order to guarantee a fifth vote for his dangerous, anti-worker, anti-consumer, anti-women, pro-corporate, and anti-environment agenda." End of quote from Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. Newsflash, Senator Hirono, the purpose of this hearing has not in fact changed. Your duty and that of your colleagues is not to stop the Trump agenda. It's to advance America's agenda by seating qualified judges on the bench who believe, as Judge Kavanaugh does, that the courts are not meant to be political policy-making bodies. Your job is not to impugn unworthy motives to the president or to the groups which associate themselves with Judge Kavanaugh or to the Republicans. Nor is your job to imply that people associated with President Trump, with the conservative movement, or with the right are intrinsically and by definition incapable of exercising impartial judgment required of the courts. And it gets worse. When the Democratic forces and the liberal groups that support them realize that they are losing on the popular level, they embrace not arguments, but chaos. As Richard Viguerie reports today at conservativehq.com, quote, as the NBC News Capitol Hill correspondent Casey Hunt reported, Democrats plotted coordinated protest strategy over the holiday weekend and all agreed to disrupt and protest the hearing. The Senate's Democratic leader, Senator Charles Schumer of New York, led a conference call and committee members proceeded to execute the disruption of the hearing, end of quote. There were no less than 63 interruptions and 70 arrests on the first day of the hearing. The disruptions of the hearings, especially at their outset, were completely disgraceful and unworthy of the United States Senate. And even the peaceful remarks of so many of the Democratic senators contain some of the most exaggerated, misdirected rhetoric on record. Yet here we have a picture of what Congress would look like in the event of a Democrat victory in November, either in the House or the Senate. It would mean a total distraction from the work of the American people, and instead, an effort to relitigate the election of 2016, which the Democrats still don't understand why they lost. Two practical questions come to mind in the light of this. First, liberal groups have contacted Senator Schumer this morning, saying the Senate Democrats have not come out strongly enough yet against Judge Kavanaugh. They are afraid they are failing in blocking this nominee. When, however, will the Democratic senators who present themselves as more moderate condemn the disruptive activity of those who are resorting to chaos to block this confirmation? And the second question is, will our fellow citizens now step up to the plate, communicate with their U.S. senators in the next 24 hours and make it clear to them that they want a confirmation hearing focused on the qualifications of the nominee and not on partisan hysterics and ideological warfare? To the first question, I would not hold my breath. To the second, I have the utmost confidence that the answer is yes. Well, friends, let's indeed communicate with our senators, and you can sign up for our action alerts so that you can know when and how and what message needs to be conveyed by going to stopabortionnow.org and sign up for those action alerts. And thank you indeed for listening to this End Abortion podcast. We'll be back with a lot more, so stay tuned to these channels and receive these podcasts and pass them along to others as well. This is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.